Hello, everybody. Welcome to the We Seal Genesis podcast. It is your host, Shadia. And today I'm very, very happy to share with you a little message that came to my heart. And obviously, I don't want to be selfish, so I do want to share with you. It is about the gift of eternal life. I hope that your week has started really well. I know it's Monday. A lot of people dread Monday. But guess what? You can change that, you know, thought for yourself. It's the beginning of a new week. You are in control and power. You have the power to shape how your week goes. So why don't you energize it? And hopefully this message will also energize you to have more positivity during your week. So when I talk about the gift of eternal life, I'm obviously referring to believers who have accepted Jesus Christ as their personal savior. I personally have accepted Christ as my personal savior. I believe in him so much. And the reason why I personally believe in him, because I see no other king who is so humble and who is so gentle and who so loves everybody that is in the world, that, you know, he came on earth to live as a human being and embrace all these great personality traits, and he would go on to die and resurrect to basically take away all of our sins, and then promise that, hey, if you believe in me, I have a place prepared for you after this death that you fear, at the right hand of God the Father. And this message is also inspired by my mentor, Dr. Mensa Otabil. I have been an avid member of the International Central Gospel Church for a very long time. I love to follow his teachings because it's very knowledgeable and very instructionable for living a great Christian life. And on Sunday, he preached a very powerful message and gave a very powerful analogy regarding, you know, like our sins, like the human sin and the purpose of Christ, the purpose of the devil, the purpose of our intuition, the purpose of, you know, the law, the purpose of God, the purpose of Jesus, and basically the purpose of everyone that there's been so much controversy around, surrounding, you know, Jesus Christ, basically. And one thing that stood out to me that he said was that, you know, in the beginning, as we all know, Adam and Eve sinned, and God was totally distraught. God has been so unhappy throughout the Old Testament with our human disobedience. And in his love, because he is God and because he is merciful and because he's a God of justice, he still sent his only begotten son to die for us, which is Jesus Christ. And the purpose of Jesus Christ dying is to take away all of these sins that were committed. An atonement had to be done. Blood had to be shed, as always. And he gave his own son to do this for us, to show his mercy, his compassion, his love that he still has for us, even though he's still a God of justice. And mind you, if you read Revelations, which I just started, you would find that it's because of the disobedience of the devil. That's how come he was sent out of heaven. But now the devil's purpose now is to continue accusing the human race and pulling us away from the love of God. He doesn't want you and I to accept Jesus Christ, because he knows that if you don't and you die eventually, you're not going to have a seat in God's kingdom. You're going to face judgment. We're all going to face judgment. But the difference between believers and unbelievers, and it was so insightful to note. I'm going to put the link of the video of that sermon in this podcast because it is so powerful. The difference between believers and unbelievers is that with believers, because we believe in Jesus Christ, because you believe that Jesus Christ is your shepherd and he died for you, the gift is eternal life. He's already conquered all of our sins. And when we die, he is just about the rewards in heaven for us. So how beautiful is that? Like, what king will do that for you? All you have to do is just believe that Jesus Christ saved you from all your sins. And when you die, you're going to have all these gifts. Who doesn't want that? I mean, what is the purpose of chasing all these things in life and dying and not believing and facing the judgment of suffering? So it's very important to note, and I don't want to draw away from the point, but it's very important to note that prior to Jesus dying for us, the law, the devil, and our conscience have constantly been the accusers of our sins, reminding us constantly of the things that we've done wrong and all of that. But after Christ died, our conscience now becomes kind of like transitions into the prompting of the Holy Spirit that reigns within us. And once you believe in Christ, it activates that. And the gifts of the Holy Spirit, which you can find in Galatians, are beautiful and amazing as well, because those things prompt you to live a better life and to be peaceful and to be gentle and just to have all those humble things that keep you inspired not to continuously live a sinful life. So I think that that's also a very beautiful thing. But I just found a supporting quote in John 10, let's start from 25. It is when, you know, the Pharisees and all of these religious leaders were questioning Jesus and questioning who he was. And even though he had done so many miracles and he had performed so many amazing things, they refused to believe that he was the Son of God. They just felt offended by him. But in John 10:25, Jesus answers them and says, "I have told you the truth." And I'm reading from the TPT version. "I have told you the truth already, and you do not believe me. The proof of who I am is revealed by all the miracles I do in the name of my Father. Yet you stubbornly refuse to follow me because you are not my sheep, as I've told you before." So when we talk about the sheep of Christ, it's people who have accepted and believed Jesus Christ as their Lord and personal Savior, because then you're not being like a Pharisee and questioning Christ and questioning his purpose. You have seen the good works in your life. You have seen the true changes in your life. And you say, yeah, you are my Christ and my personal Savior. And now you become a sheep of Christ. And guess what? When you become a sheep of Christ, in verse 27, it says, "My own sheep will hear my voice, and I know each one, and they will follow me." And they will follow me. So when you follow Christ, then verse 28 unlocks the gift of, you know, following Jesus Christ. "I give to them the gift of eternal life, and they'll never be lost. And no one has the power to snatch them out of my hands. My Father, who has given them to me as his gift, is the mightiest of all, and no one has the power to snatch them from my Father's care." So I love this verse so much, especially in between 27 and 29, because it is a supporting verse for you to know the gift that awaits you if you believe in Jesus Christ. And I mean, who doesn't want to have eternal life? Who doesn't want to have peace after death? I'm sure everybody wants to do that. But I leave that to you tonight. Please do follow up if you can on the video of the preaching, because that is going to help you even further understand the analogy of the purpose of Christ, why he came, and why we continue to push for unbelievers, or we push for people that don't regard Christ as the only way to his kingdom. It's really, really important. It's really important because we're on this earth for a purpose. And after we leave this earth, our souls continue to live. So you want your soul to be at peace. And in order for your soul to be at peace, you need to believe in Jesus Christ. So I hope that this message has been purposeful. I pray that the Spirit of God unlocks your mind and gives your humble spirit to be able to discern certain things. There's a lot of things going on in the world, and all those things are not important. The most important thing is our salvation on earth. That is the most important thing. If you have any questions or you would like to throw us an answer on this podcast, the email that you can send it to is wesealgenesis@gmail.com. You can also hit us up directly on the podcast by sending a message. And if you're welcome and to support the podcast, we have a lot of supporters, and you mean so much to us to also do that. You'll find that in the link in the podcast. If you have any ideas or suggestions of any type of organization that this podcast can obviously support in terms of giving financially, let us know, and we'll be happy to partner with that organization and see that the work of Christ continues to move on and on and on. It's been your host, Shadia. It's been a pleasure speaking with you today on the podcast, and see you on another episode.